All right, folks, language arts it is. Writing ashe. Now, did everybody download from that god awful, old, terrible language arts book that we're using? All the sections. Okay, Ife, then you need to go to Jirapio. .AYA200910 and get it. Yo, y'all. All right, that's up to you. You don't have to do it right now, because right now we're going right into your, you had a particular assignment out of that whole thing. This was before I asked Niall and Ife to come to the office, and before they so graciously copied every page of that book so that you may have it. This was before then. No, we'll stay right here, if you don't mind. Let me see your work. Give me a link to your essay. Let's get going. All right, I got you. I got over that. All right, Akanke, come on. Now, come on. Azachar, Nasha, Safi.
I'm sorry, I got caught up in the Paradise State government and another essay I was writing for a competition, so I completely forgot about the writing ashe, but I'll try to have it done by the end of today.
Wow. Come on now. Nobody did it? Akanke, please tell me you did it. Somebody. Nobody did it? Come on, Safiya. I know you did it. Somebody. Right. Yes, I did. All right. Let me see. CGH is heavy, which is why this is light. Which is why we're focusing on these various tools and techniques. Akanke, did you place your information on a wiki page so that we all can see it and we can hear? While she's getting it there, would somebody tell me what the assignment was? Oops, there it is. So Akanke, you can tell me what the assignment was and what did you do here? What is your, before you, just as an introduction, and then you can go ahead and then let's get into your essay.
From what I understood, the homework was to write an essay and make it like an analysis paper. And we could use some of the topics that they gave on the homework assignment, and I did, but you can make up your own, but it had to be an analysis paper.
All right. How about read to us your paper and then tell us why you consider this an analysis paper? And others, would you please attend to both what you appreciate, what you would have done differently, and whether what are the elements that make this an analysis paper, as you're looking at what you appreciate and you're looking at what you may have done differently to make it a different or do differently in terms of creating an analysis paper. Okay, y'all. All right, Akanke, hit it.
Hold on 1 second, please. When a characteristics of a student leader. When a student attends a school, they are expected to do their best and achieve greatness. A good student will make sure all information that is given to them they keep, and they see the importance of keeping that information as a knowledge base for the rest of the year. But the difference between a good student and a student leader is that a student leader will usually go over and beyond what is expected of them. They not only see the importance of understanding what they learn, but they begin to use it in their day-to-day lives. A student leader is seen as an example for other students to follow. One characteristic that a student leader should have is to be involved in classroom discussions. Student leaders are prepared for each class by bringing everything they need and have studied all notes from the last class. When questions are asked by the teacher, they raise their hands to answer the question correctly and not to be the first one to raise their hands. Oh, not to be the first one with their hands raised. They also take good notes so that they understand in their own way what the teacher has given them. This shows the teacher they are prepared and they know the information. Another characteristic that a student needs to have is to be involved in school activities. They pick fun school activities like dancing, poetry, drama, etc., and school activities will improve the school. They enjoy fun school activities and develop them as hobbies. They improve the school by bringing new ideas to the school administration that they come up with and ideas from other students. They ultimately become the voice of the student. Another characteristic that a student leader should have is to be relatable to their peers. In a sense, they should be very social and build good functional relationships with other students. Student leaders are very helpful to new students and tell them about the school and teachers. They also help other students by starting study groups and encourage their peers to do their best. They also are relatable to younger peers so that they can assist them. In conclusion, the student leader must hold the title of an example. They understand what it is to be a successful person and hardworking. They show other students how to be better by doing their best. A student leader does not do what they do to be a show-off. They do it because they want to be students that understand what they learn. They also show colleges that they are ready for new challenges, and new tasks.
Mo, you go, girl. Cut it up. All right, y'all respond. Appreciations, options, particularly your appreciation of both generally and also particularly any elements of analysis that you either appreciate or you would do differently. Before you start, Akanke, would you say what you appreciate about yourself in terms of doing this work? And then we'll hold off on if it were you, what you would do. Well, you might as well say if there was anything you do differently, you can do that too. But what you appreciate and what you might have done differently.
I appreciate just being able to know what a good student or a good student leader is just by seeing people who have been doing a good job in school and keeping up with their work and trying to improve themselves. And something that I might have done differently, I think I could have thank you, Ife. I think that I could have, I felt like I didn't really analyze it that well, so I think I might have analyzed it just a little bit differently, more focused on not listing things, I guess. I don't know. I really don't know.
Great. There's no right and wrong answer to that question. So your response is fine. All right, others. You have three things on the table: appreciations, options, and any elements of an analysis that you recognize.
Good job, Akanke. I really liked how you started out and then you just kept on the whole student leader thing and just talking about a good student and everything. I thought your conclusion could have been a little bit better. And
if it were me writing the conclusion, I would have. Akilah, did you get that prompt? I'm interrupting your conclusion could have, and say the same thing from a perspective of if it were me during the conclusion, I would have.
Hold on, my computer's doing something really weird. Okay, I get what you're saying. Okay, so if it were me, I would make the conclusion just tie back a little bit more and just have it just be a little bit stronger, because I know that your writing is really good, and I liked it. Good job.
I thought it was great. I first would like to appreciate you for completing the essay, as I don't think any of the rest of us did. So that's definitely, saying good things about you already. And I liked the essay. Let's see. I liked what you said in terms of what a student leader is, what a student leader should be, and I agree pretty much all these things. I liked sort of your, even though it wasn't a list, it's, I guess, the characteristics or the things that they should have. I thought it was accurate, and the way that you laid it out, I thought was flowed pretty well. If, let's see, anything else that I liked?
I think you did a great job as well. I like your topic as student leader. I like to analyze my topic. It's a very interesting topic. I like the flow of it, like Ife was saying, and I liked your reasons, because it did seem like you were analyzing it with the different reasons, and you were describing the student leader, so it really did seem like you were analyzing it. One thing that I would have said differently is try to make the transitions between the paragraphs a little bit stronger, because I noticed on your three-body paragraphs, you start the first paragraph as one characteristic, and then below the next paragraph, another characteristic, and then below that, another characteristic. I would have just tried to link them from the last sentence that you said in the first paragraph to the first sentence in the second paragraph. So if I were you, I would probably try to work the transitions a little better.
Yes, I was going to sort of say something like that. I agree, excuse me, about the transitions. I think, or if it were me, I would vary the paragraph structure or just vary your approach, like Nasha was saying. You say like one characteristic a student leader should have, and then say another characteristic and another characteristic. And one thing that might be a little more effective for me looking at it is just coming at it a different way. So maybe like asking a question like, have you ever come across a student leader who was snobby or something like that, and be like, that's not what you want to do. And I mean, that's just an example. I'm not saying I would necessarily use that, but just varying it up a little bit to give it a little more spice, I would have done. And I agree with Akilah about the stronger conclusion. And also I noticed in your conclusion, you were introducing some new things that were not in the conclusion, that were not in the essay thus far. And I know in the conclusion, the main purpose is to kind of tell people what you've already told them in a way, summarize all that you've already said. So, like the last thing about showing colleges that they're ready for such and such, that would be good, I think, to incorporate in the body of the essay. So, in the conclusion, you're not worried about giving extra information, introducing new information, but figuring out some kind of way to, you know, tell people all that you've just told them and then conclude it in a nice, you know, little creative, memorable way, I think would be good. So, that's what I would have done differently.
Okay. And this is the way we help each other, by collectively having the benefit of our various thinking and ways of approaching it, and putting in options really allows us to take them in without being defensive and without somebody telling us we did it wrong. And we can hear some of the options that others would have taken. Okay. I agree with most of what was there, Akanke. One of the key things where you might look at is, that was already mentioned, is giving some examples and making it come to life. It reads like a list. Student leader does this, and they do this, and they do this, and they do this, and they do this, and they're helpful. And I agree with everything that you say what a student leader should do. So because I agree, it actually saves you. If I didn't agree, I certainly would definitely need some examples, okay? Which would give me, it would break up the sense of they do this, and they do this, and they do this, and they do that, okay? It would show me that, okay? Remember, you want to show the reader more than tell the reader, okay? And I think you've gotten some of that from Nasha and Ife and other students here. I want to underscore that. And I want to give you big props for doing the work and doing this piece, which I think is very thoughtful. I think you put a lot of thought into. And again, I agree. I certainly would love for you to also include examples of that. And so that's general. Now, let's look at structure. I want everybody, including you, Akunke, to look at the introductory paragraph. And does this introductory paragraph do what an introductory paragraph is supposed to do? You've already gotten some feedback on the transitions, and you've gotten some on the conclusion. Does a conclusion do what it's supposed to do? So, Akunke, what is the purpose? Tell us first what a introduction is supposed to do, and tell us how you think your first paragraph achieves that. How you attempted to achieve those purposes in your first paragraph.
Introduction paragraph tells it basically like kind of I guess like tells the reader in a little bit about what you're going to be talking about in your paper. It talks about what you're going to be talking about in your paper, like it's introducing the topics that you're going to be talking about in your paper. And I think that I did that it could have been a lot stronger how I did it, but I think that I could have, I think that it kind of let people know what I was talking about because I said, you know, I was talking about student leader, you know, saying that in the beginning of that first paragraph, so it kind of got people knowing that I'm going to be talking about a student leader.
Okay, that is it introduces the subject. And prefigures it, announces what you're going to be focusing on. That's one purpose of an introduction. What's another purpose of introductions? Anybody? And don't be shy, Akunke, for saying here's how you achieve that. Whether others agree with you or not, this is part, the line, the paragraph or the section that was designed to do that. Okay, you know, so it's cool to stand up for it. Akila says, to get the reader excited about reading your piece, to grab their attention. And draw readers in. Very good. So Akunke, what was in your mind, what did you include in your paragraph that would draw the reader in to want to read more about this? Let's say this was not given as an assignment, but something that you were going to publish in a school newspaper and was going to go out widely over the internet, and you want people to read it. What would draw them in?
I would say that me kind of drawing them in was like saying that the student leader like goes over and beyond. So I guess if they're like, okay, so what is gonna make them? So what do they do that goes over and beyond what a regular student would do?
That's a great question, and I think that's a great question to ask as a part of your introduction. That would have me want to read more. Well, what would make a student go over and beyond what's expected of them? Or what in fact is? What does it really mean to go over and beyond? Okay, the very question that you asked could be something that would draw me in. Okay, now if I'm already interested in student or student leadership, then just that the subject is right on point. I mean, if I love hip hop, and this is about, you know, old school hip hop, then you know, you got me. I guess because that's something that I'm already interested in. But many things are fighting for my interest, and if I'm not already interested in it, there needs to be something to draw me in. Okay. All right. Does anyone else see any elements in that first paragraph that designed to draw me in, or that would draw you in? Okay. So you'd want to think of something that would draw, and part of what you're looking at, and we're looking at when you. If you remember, for those of you who have your organizing an essay, page 141, the example by C.L. Wren in the first paragraph, would you pull that out? And let's look at what techniques that C.L. Wren, I'm assuming it's a man, but I don't know that C.L. Wren is a man. In fact, I don't even know if that's a real name or a pen name. The author, C.L. Wren. Everybody has that in front of you? The English language is spoken or read. For those of you who don't, I'm going to read it and see if you can listen for. It's in the PDF on exposition, page 141. Exposition. I also given it to you independently, Akilah, before I gave you the whole book. I'll for those of you who don't have it, listen. The English language is broken or read by the largest number of people in the world for historical, political, and economic reasons, semicolon. But it may also be true that it owes something of its wide appeal to qualities and characteristics inherent in itself. What are these characteristic features which outstand in making the English language what it is, which give it its individuality and make it of this worldwide significance? So what's the element in this first paragraph designed to draw me in, you in, us in, by C.L. Wren?
The part where he says the English language is spoken everywhere in the world, it just makes me think, oh wow, this must be a well-used and very appreciated language.
Okay. All right, so that would draw you in. It's spoken or read by the largest number of people in the world. All right, that's okay. That you know, different things work. It draws people in. Isaac Charles also said there's a question in the intro, indeed. And the question is effective for two reasons. The question contains the topic sentence and also is designed to draw you in even more on top of what Azachar already said in terms of how it's being, you know, spoken by a large number of people. That's attractive to him. But to ask these questions, what are these characteristic features which outstand in making the English language what it is, which give it its individuality and make it of this worldwide significance? Okay, so does that tell you what the essay is going to be about? It does. It gives you a sense that the author is going to say what are the characteristic features which make the English language what it is, which give it its individuality, and which make it of worldwide significance. Those are the three things you're expecting to learn from reading this essay as laid out by the question at the end. Okay? Now, let's back up. What's a topic sentence? From what you remember or think or believe, what's a topic sentence? And what's the difference between the subject and the topic sentence?
The topic of the sentence is just what that sentence or, you know, introductory sentence is going to be about, and the subject of the paper is what the whole paper is going to be about. to my understanding.
I'm asking the topic sentence is the, it's the topic of the paragraph. So, instead of like the subject of the whole paper, it's the topic in each of the paragraphs, I believe.
All right, you're close. The topic sentence of an essay is what the essay is going to be, what of the subject it's going to treat. The subject of the essay that we just, C.L. Wren's essay, is English language. The particular focus is going to be an analysis of the reasons, why it's individual. Its individual features. What makes it have so much worldwide significance. You see what I'm saying? And what are the characteristic features that make it stand out, leading to it, contributing to it being of worldwide significance? The subject is the English language. Okay. The particular focus is, and you're not sure, there are topic sentences for paragraphs. There are also topic sentences for essays. Okay. And so that's the topic sentence for that. And if you'll remember, turn to page 143, will you? All right. It says, an introductory paragraph should rouse the reader's interest and state the topic of the composition. Does Wren's, and this was homework for you, okay? Does Wren's opening paragraph accomplish both of these objectives? The topic of the selection is presented in the form of a question. Do you find this technique effective and why? Okay. Would you say that Wren's, what is your answer to that? If you didn't do the homework, let's do it right now. We got two essays on the table. We've already answered the question for a Conkay's essay. And that is, if we're not already interested, it didn't do a lot to rouse our interest in the subject. We also said that we agreed with a lot of what she said and we liked the flow, so we liked some things about it. But right now we're analyzing the specific parts of it. So do you think Wren's paragraph aroused the interest? And do you think it stated what the composition was going to be about? Did it achieve those objectives?
It stated pretty clearly what the paragraph was going to be about. That's why I was rousing the reader's interest. I guess that would depend on if you're interested in that kind of thing. But it wasn't, this boring, like, so you just kind of turn away from, because, you know, it was talking about facts. Like, it's the, you know, the most spoken language in the world and all that stuff. So that's kind of interesting.
All right. Now, we're going to come back to a topic sentence, but please make a note on topic sentences and also thesis statements. We'll deal with thesis statements in terms of persuasion. Type that in your notes. You want to be clear about topic sentences and how you present the topic of your particular focus. Okay. Now, there are some other things I want us to get clear about. Real clear about analysis. So when you're doing analysis papers, okay, this is descriptive versus analytical research. Not so much about writing, but you'll see some correlations. Okay, let's see here. How about read this, please? Yes, we can hear you, but you got to speak up. Your monitor is at the top of your microphone is at the top of the monitor. Direct your voice there, and read, please.
Okay. Descriptive versus analytical research. The distinction between descriptive and analytical research is based on the question it asks. Descriptive research attempts to determine, describe, or identify what is, while What is, while analytical research attempts to establish why it is the way or how it came to be, the descriptive research uses description, classification, measurement, and comparison to describe what phenomena are. The analytical research usually concerns itself with cause-effect relations, examples, examining the fluctuations, deficits of U.S. international trade balancing during 1974 through 1995 is an example of descriptive research, while explaining why and how U.S. trade balance moved in a particular way or way over time is an example of analytical research. Another example of starting from late 1986, the value of U.S. dollar value has steadily increased against the Japanese yen and German mark. Examining the magnitude of this trend is the value of U.S. dollar is another example of descriptive research, while explaining how and why this surge in the value of U.S. dollar is occurring in one attempts to explain and how why this surge in the value of U.S. dollar is going to affect the U.S. economy as well as the economies of Japan and Germany. This is another example of analytical research.
Mo, thank you so much. So what see here as the difference between descriptive research? Now, we've been introduced to descriptive writing, particularly when it's narrated in a narrative form, as I'm describing, what the food tasted like, and you know how the people left stuff on their plate, and what they look like. We got that. There's also descriptive research and writing about a subject that is not so much a narrative, which is still and is still descriptive. Okay, I want you to contrast that. And what do you learn here from what now read? As how you can ask a question about whether this is analytical. What question would help you answer whether this is analytical or more analytical than descriptive? Now, that being said, a paper may have some elements of both, and it will have a dominant purpose of one over the other. Okay? Oh, I'm sorry, Ife, that you got booted. Clear just evidently is not so clear. Let me give you the what I put in the text chat that now was reading. Okay, and so we are now opening for you to say what you got that. Well, I mean, what you got from what he said. And now you also are open to chime in. What's the difference, in your own words, between descriptive research and analytical research, and therefore between descriptive writing and analytical writing? Safia, chime in, sister. What do you take away from this?
I didn't hear most of what Niall read, but what I did, and like what I'm reading now, it makes sense to me because that was sort of my definition of analysis or analytical research or essay. Excuse me. So definitely makes sense.
Y'all, are we about to have another horror movie here? What's up? Okay. Keep thinking. And what he read said, and I want you to know how to zoom in, okay? The distinction between descriptive and analytical research is based on the question it asks, okay? The questions it asks, all right? Great. Now put in something. Descriptive research tells what something is. And tells how no. If you will look at what I've just put and extracted there in the text chat, okay? Welcome, Nigel Brown. the author says descriptive research uses description, classification, measurement, and comparison to describe what phenomena are. So in that sense, now you're right on the money. It tells what something is. I encourage you to use some language kind of like this, because see, just what it does is it it uses classification, it uses description, it uses measurement and comparison to let you know what something is, okay? Yes, yes. I hunch if they all logged out at the same time that they had a computer, they're all are in one site in a cluster. So for example, if the computer goes out in your house, you and Isochar are going to go off at the same time. So whenever you see all three of them, Isco, Bakari, and Unique go out, poof, at the same time, you can know that it's an internet issue. It wasn't at the same time. It wasn't at one time. Okay. Then I don't know. And you are welcome to stay here for the next few minutes and just hang tough, okay, because we're wrapping this up. So now I take it back. I take my no just back. I just want to add, it tells what something is, but I encourage you to expand it. And it uses these things to describe, okay, what something is, okay? And usually by using these things, it actually is going to show what something is, okay, versus tell what something is. Now, analytical research, that part is not quite right, okay? Analytical research concerns itself with cause and effect relationships. It answers the question, why? Okay? So if you flip back to Wren's essay, what question is Wren answering? What's the why question in C. L. Wren's research writing? What's the question in C. L. Wren's essay, page 141? What question is he answering? What why question is he answering?
So I don't understand the question in his essay.
Okay, I'm going to read the first paragraph again because he lays that out, okay? Hopefully you're following me on page 141. Y'all go ahead and print these out so you can have them in your hand and you also have it where... Okay, Akilah, you're getting close. There you go. He's answering. I understand, Akilah. I'm just going to have to need just a few seconds on this one, y'all. Y'all bear with me. Why? Why is the English language so widespread, okay, and he would say important, that is worldwide significance, okay? He says it is largest number in the world, and for political and economic reasons, but it also may be true. So what are the characteristics and features that will tell you why? Okay, are you with me on that? Now, this is important because if you're doing an analysis essay, then you need to know the question it's supposed to ask, okay, or answer. Now, what question, Akanke, what why question are you answering in your analysis essay? What why question are you answering? Okay, beyond Akanke, what why question was, based on your listening and reading Akanke's essay, what why question was she answering? If you cannot find it, then was it an analytical essay? Or a descriptive one, or another kind altogether?
I don't think it was a why question. I think it was more like a what makes a good student, what makes a student leader, you know, student leader question.
That's right. Now, I got the mirror. We're going to be, I'll keep you in no more than 5 minutes, from 12:15. My mic is real loud. That's okay. You're talking about Akanke. The Akanke, the setup was in the question, okay? The questions, what is an atom? What are three branches of national government? What are the essential characteristics of slang? What are the features of popular dances? Those, yes, you can, Anaja, you can. Those questions, you're going to have to turn. Those are topic areas and not just answer the questions directly. For example, what's a good student is something that you could ask. And so in order for this to be an analysis essay, you would need to answer what question about a student leader. You did the breakdown. Get out of here, Nigel Brown. You did the breakdown, and you also want to begin to look at why, okay? Why certain things make a student leader a student leader, okay? You asked when you said, when you were describing, like, why would a student go above and beyond? So you certainly have to call out the characteristics. The author is doing the same thing, Wren, and he's saying something of using comparison and contrast to answer the question of why, okay? So you your homework is to answer the questions on page 144 and to write an essay. You can use the options on 145, or you can change that. That's lesson 18, page 144. I want you to read explaining a process. This is 119. This is lesson 19, explaining a process. It tells you what that is. It gives you an author's example. It lays out the writer's craft, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then it has questions. I want your written answer to these questions. Again, we're on page 146. It ends on page 149. Your particular work, homework, will be from 140. The discussion questions to you as he's analyzing, just after he analyzes the writer's craft, okay? So that's 148. So be ready to discuss this, have this written, please. And then you try it. That is, in choosing to explain, you now are going to explain a process. And the process, you can use one of these prompts or you can use another prompt, okay? But explaining a process. It can be the process of something that you really are good at and you really love. What's the process of involved in kickboxing? What's the process involved in making a 6 perfect score on the SAT, but explaining a process. So your work for Akanke is to revise your essay. Great essay. Well, you very well may. I'm not, the first part of analysis is lesson 18. These are various kinds of what's called expository writing or exposition. One is analysis. Another one is explaining a process. Okay? Ife, you with me? The explaining a process isn't designed to be a distinction between descriptive. It will be descriptive. You're absolutely on the money. But it's also a different descriptive than narrative descriptive, which we will go back to. Now, one of the reasons we're focusing here and not focusing at the beginning of the book is because I want some of this to dovetail what you're going to do. Yes, you have two essays. The essay that you were that was due today that you didn't do, everybody didn't do except for Akanke, Mo Akanke, and you have the assignment that we would have been doing, and that is number 19. You know, lesson number 19 on page 146. Okay? So you have two essays to do, and they are due on Thursday, please. Okay? You study long, you study wrong. Just jump on them and knock them out. What we're doing is learning the writer's craft and learning the skills and the distinctions between when you're writing one kind of essay and writing another. Sometimes you'll blend them together, but you want to know what the skills are. Okay? All right. Y'all have a good lunch, and you can take your full lunch, and I'll see you black when you get here, okay? All right, no, it's page, Ife, everybody can go if you want. Let me get off the do talk now button. I'll stick around, Ife, and you can get clear on the page. Appreciations? You got it.
Appreciate y'all, appreciate Bawa Kesta, appreciate my classmates.
Okay, I appreciate everybody. I appreciate the discussion and, I appreciate Congress for getting her homework done. And I see everybody after lunch.
I appreciate everybody for coming to class today and for us to have a good class. And I appreciate everybody's comments on my paper and for being very constructively criticizing me and, you know, helping me so that I can know what I can do better and what I can work on and see from other people's point of view. And have a good lunch.
I appreciate everybody for coming to class. It was a great class. Y'all are wonderful classmates.
Yeah,
thanks for doing the homework. Your essay was great. And thanks to everyone for being here and participating for this day. Alrighty, I'll see you guys at 2:30 for French. Peace. And what page is the homework on? Lesson number 19.
Lesson number 19 starts on page 146 of 146. Lesson 18, organizing an S analysis, is 141. Make sure you include the text chat here. Ife, those are in the exposition section, section 4 of the PDF that says exposition. Okay?
Can you say that one more time? Sorry.
Yes, you will find it in the section called Exposition, Section 4, the PDF entitled Exposition. It's on Lesson 18, because you're responsible for 18 and 19. 18 starts on page 141, and 19 starts on page 146.